Because this man played a very, very nice game on the big stage yesterday, Wisp. And that's where you can best find out whether your players can play, is in the big games when there's a lot of heat and pressure on. And Ricky Henderson, very smart recruiting by the Hawthorn Footy Club. He had 19 touches yesterday. He had 25 pressure acts. I don't know exactly what that means, but it was the second highest of the Hawthorn Footy Club, and that's saying something. And he's going very nicely. And he joins us. Ricky, welcome.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Nice of you to join us, mate. MCG, Easter Monday. That would almost vindicate a move from Adelaide, I would have thought.
No, it was very good to play in front of 70-odd thousand people. So I think I'm just starting to get used to the actual rivalry that the Hawthorn and Geelong have. So it didn't quite sink in last year, although I played in it a couple of times. But the atmosphere yesterday was amazing, and another tight one between two teams. So it was good to... be on the better side of the 1-point victory. So, it was very good yesterday.
Tell us how the recruiting came about to get the Hawthorn. We know they're very, very wise and smart about identifying talent from other clubs and turning them into really valuable propositions. But what happened? Were you out at Adelaide? Did they approach you, the Hawks? How did it all come about?
Something I was interested in, and I'm a Ballarat boy originally, so I was very interested in coming back home and just being closer to family and all that kind of stuff, although I've been in Adelaide for 8 years. So, I kind of seeked it out a little bit. They were semi-keen to have me there, so we explored a little bit more. And, one thing led to another. I was very happy to come over to Hawthorn and be a part of the side now. So, it was a good move for me and something that was probably in the pipeline for... not too long, to be honest with you, but, something that I'm very happy has eventuated.
Hey, good morning, Ricky. It's Tim, and congratulations on the win and your performance yesterday. How early in that process did you sit down and talk to Al Clarkson about that move, and how did that meeting go, and how did you leave that meeting if it actually went ahead?
Long question.
It was all a bit of a whirlwind, actually. I had my wedding on Saturday, I think, and I was flying out to... my honeymoon on the Sunday, and on the way, had to stop out at Clarko's house, I think at about 7 in the morning or something like that. So I was on the way to my honeymoon, and then...
He made you interrupt your honeymoon to have a chat to him?
Yeah, he certainly did. He's a hard man to get a hold of, old Clarko. So any time that he asked for a meeting, I'll certainly jump at the chance. So,
what did the bride say?
No, she joined me, actually, so it was actually very good. He's a bit intimidating the first couple of times that you meet him.
It's on the wedding night, Tim. It was just on the way to the honeymoon.
So you took the bride along for a little bit of support.
Yeah, I certainly did. I was a little bit nervous, so I needed a little helping hand. And it all went very well. But I got delisted by Adelaide on my honeymoon. So from that point on, we kind of knew that I'd hopefully be joining Hawthorn as a delisted free agent, which eventuated.
What about life in Melbourne, mate? How's it compared to life in Adelaide?
Very good, actually. I'm enjoying myself. So, it's good to be closer to home, and although it's an hour down the road. But, my family comes up from those games now, which they didn't get the opportunity to do when I was over in Adelaide. So I'm enjoying the footy club, I'm enjoying the town, and I'm enjoying my football at the minute.
Hey, Ricky, did you think the team tired a bit in that last quarter? You were down one man early in the game when Burgoyne went off with a hamstring. So did you think that had an effect, an impact on the group late in the game?
Yeah, I think it definitely would have. I think a few of the boys are pretty tired. I think we just probably have to handle the situation a little bit better and probably use the ball a little bit better than what we did late in the game. And, credit to Geelong, they kept coming. They were always going to. I think we could just do things a little bit better, and we'll look at that this week because it kind of happened a little bit last week with Collingwood as well. So we'll look at things this week, and we'll work on ways to better do it going forward.
I spoke to Ruffy last night. He joined us on the couch, and he didn't rule out premierships. What's your thoughts on it?
I won't say premierships at this stage. I'll just worry about. One week at a time, the old cliche, but we'll worry about making finals just to start with, because that didn't happen last year, and we probably had a few high expectations last year that weren't met, so we'll just worry about finals at this stage, and we'll go from there once we hopefully make that.
And were you impressed with Geelong yesterday?
Yeah, they were pretty good. They got a new-look team, I suppose, a lot of young faces and different faces from years past, but... with the midfield that they've got, they're going to be pretty dangerous. most weeks and against any opposition they come up against. I think we played them pretty well in the midfield, but yeah, they're a very dangerous team going forward, and yeah, we expect them to make finals and be up there top four.
And Tommy Mitchell got another 40, a lazy 40 yesterday. You're seeing him up close now. Did you understand how good this bloke might be before you got there?
No, not really. I remember a few years ago we were playing against Sydney, and he was playing in the Neefle at that stage, and they said that he might come in, and he's coming off the lazy 67 and four goals or something like that. So I knew about him before I got to Hawthorn, but I didn't realise how good of a player he was going to be. But, you know, it's weird when a player can have 40 and bring his average down. So he probably needs to pick his game up a little bit if his average is going to be coming down like that. So, but no, he's a great player, great clubbing as well. So I'd rather be playing with him than against him.
Hey, Rick, thanks for joining us this morning, mate. A lot of love from Hawthorn supporters for you here this morning, and not surprising given your game and your form since you joined them. Good luck for the rest of the year.